Let's turn our attention to some analysis of the marketplace. Dale Durkles joins us from AgriVisor in Bloomington. Thanks for being here this morning, Dale. Looking forward to talking to you now and again this afternoon during the closing market report.
Yeah, it's always good to chat with you, Todd.
Okay, so let's discuss what's been happening in the marketplace. Yesterday, we started a little move in the soybeans. I kind of thought, and I think many believe, that it was related to crude oil and the indication that there might be some agreement out of the OPEC nations. The word was freeze, and eventually people came around to the idea that that meant at the January levels and not really ratcheting down the output of crude oil. Now I'm wondering why it is that soybeans are still moving higher on this second day.
Because here we are, and I'm staring at the March crude contract, and it's up $1.40 a barrel on the day. And really what happened over the weekend, there was talk between Russia and some OPEC members, and the ones mentioned Russia, Saudi Arabia, Venezuela, and Qatar about freezing their output levels. But there was still a lot of uncertainty about what Iran may or may not do. But the rumor around today is that Iran may go ahead and freeze their output level here as well. And so that's giving strength back into the crude again for the second day in a row, has us back up over $30 a barrel on the March contract. And I think it's bringing a whole different attitude into the investment medium in particular, in that yesterday and even today, there's really more of what I'll call a risk-on attitude, it seems like, out there. You know, and when you get commodities so low, like crude has been, or you look at commodity indices, really that bottom, what needs to change is psychology. And maybe that's what we're seeing the very beginning of here in the markets at this point. And that's rubbing off back over in the grain pits, too.
Changing the psychology, maybe lifting all boats, but we remain with very large supplies in the United States, and that will be the upper end of the marketplace.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that we're going to rocket higher here right away, but at least it takes away the downside in the market at this particular juncture. And as I was out talking to producers the last couple of weeks and talking about some of this that could potentially happen, I asked a lot of people, I said, have you got your diesel fuel booked yet? And, you know, delivered on farm, you know, $1.35, give or take, depending on where you're at for diesel fuel. I looked at him, I said, well, what's your risk? You know, and I think that really starts to sink in onto people's minds. And you could say the same thing for a broad segment of end users out there now. You know, when you start looking at the energy mix here, if we're going to actually freeze production, freeze output at this point, you really have to start to ask yourself the question, do I have a lot more downside risk? And once you really don't see that in place, then it becomes a game of why am I not starting to extend my coverage forward because these prices don't have a lot of risk in them downside.
Would that also be the case for all commodities, agricultural commodities then, I mean, for wheat and corn and soybeans in particular?
To a certain degree it will, but, you know, the fundamental structure of the three grains still is kind of set up to where it's going to inhibit rallies, you know, and we aren't going to see anything great to the upside, you know, until we start to see, you know, some real fundamental changes themselves. But really, as far as end users are concerned, and I asked hog farmers out last week, you know, can you make money with corn prices at current level? And they all shook their head yes. And I'm going, why are you not starting to book your, you know, or push your bookings of feed coverage forward? Bean meal, same story. You know, we've found that Egypt here has been having an issue with ergot, you know, limitations in wheat or importing, and what in effect it's done, it's kind of lifted the offering prices they are seeing for wheat to be sold to them. And so in essence, we're starting to lift this world structure, and, you know, we're really, I think, in the early stages of finally coming to the end of the decline we've been here during the winter months.
Are we worried about China in the process?
No doubt about it. There was some stories out today I know about China, you know, and the big inventory of corn they have here. And there was even one person that even mentioned, you know, maybe we need to export some corn to get out of this mix at this point. But there's still so much uncertainty. I don't think anybody's going to be to bank on that, you know, to really press prices lower yet. But I think, again, you know, you just go back. We may not have a great bull, but, you know, we may not have a great bear. And when you look at our new crop, We have no certainty on acres, and we have no certainty on yield. And we know the trade's thinking about the move from El Nino to La Nina. And I don't think we have a lot of weather risk premium in prices at this point either. So there's a whole host of things in here that really kind of start limiting downside risk.
All right. Hey, thanks so much. I appreciate you being with me for the day.
Go ahead, talk to you later.
Yep, we'll talk with you again at 6 after the hour of 2 o'clock. That, of course, Dale Durkles. He's with AgriVisor.